The genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, which was yesterday's reading, traces quite a lot of bloodshed in his bloodline. Much of the ancestral dirt is dumped on women, Jewish or Gentile, although many of the men are also caught royally red-handed. Murder and adultery, sinfulness and crime abound among the Lord's many colourful precursors. In short, evangelical info on the DNA of the Messiah is problematic, unlike the adoption notice in the Irish newspaper that advertised my wife in 1957 as a healthy, attractive baby girl with a good family background. Now, the point that Matthew's making isn't about racial hygiene, let alone misogyny. Instead, in his fictional family tree of baby Jesus, he's acknowledging, indeed he's affirming, the twists and detours of our human descent. We come with baggage, be it a CF gene, a mood disorder, parental prejudice, or the lottery slot allotted us in the class system. Jesus is just as earthen and unearthly as anybody else. Innocence may be the Latin for a neonate, but no one is pure or perfect even at birth. A survival instinct starts in the blastocyst. The fetus may be dazed, but it's alive and kicking. Recognizing this is a large part of the good news. Even God got it wrong when he put the gullet beside the windpipe. A mistake, as they tell you in primary schools, is only take one. The so-called saints, bless them, are damaged and dysfunctional too. What are the monks thinking about as they pray St. Francis Xavier to the abbot of a Buddhist monastery? And the abbot laughed. They are thinking, he said, about sex and money. The advent of my own grandchild, Isolt, comes at a time when the blame and shame, spectator sport of the bread and circuses mass media, has reached hysteria on steroids, and the culture is convulsed. I hope that humour and a fear of fixed positions will inoculate her against the worst contaminants, long after the last shots and sugar lumps for vaccinations. There's so much bad in the best of us, and so much good in the worst of us, said a dead woman I still listen to, that we should bear with each other in common kindness. With that, a welcome, little darling, to the gorgeous ordeal.